Kiswahili is the common language used in East Africa for the training of security personnel. Soldiers, police officers, prison officers, when during their training, they're trained in Kiswahili. Now, unfortunately, in Uganda in the 70s, the Amin soldiers used to use Kiswahili to harass and intimidate and threaten Ugandans in the 70s. Hence, Ugandans detested and hated Kiswahili, and Kiswahili got lost in Uganda. President Museveni is determined that we should revive it, that if we are to be part of the East African Final Federation, and if we are to be play a big role in the future of East African community, then it's only right that the leaders of Uganda speak Kiswahili, write Kiswahili, and read Kiswahili. And as a result of this, he has ordered, and it's not a practice, that every morning on the Mondays, for at least 1 hour and so, cabinet has a 1 hour classroom of Kiswahili, both practical and theory.
But how committed are your fellow ministers to learning this language?
They're serious. They're serious and committed. You must realize that most of the, on average, most of the ministers in this government are of the average age of 45, not too old. And most of them are still undertaking their master's degree, having come to government with one of the first degree. So they still got the academic spirits in them. They also, the patriotism in them, and they want to be counted as being those who participated in the region.
But the question that a lot of people are asking is, $800 million budget for the teaching of Swahili to government ministers is too high, because they said Uganda says it's broke. So where did it find that money to support this venture?
Who told you Uganda is broke?
That is what your critics are saying.
That's what they imagine. Uganda is not broke. Uganda has been able to pay all its national and national or local and international obligations, and we have never defaulted on our obligations. So we cannot be broke. If you're talking of wastage, that is something else. If you're talking of corruption, that is another subject we can discuss. But to say Uganda is broke is wrong.
All right, so $800 million. Some people are saying Uganda cannot even hire doctors who have been trained. They cannot find jobs. So $800 million is a waste for a language when lives can be saved with that. What do you say to those critics?
They should find a job. It seems redundant, and they have done it to occupy their life. They should look for a job.
How will this help with the integration of the East African community?
Well, Kiswahili doesn't being taught in schools. Kiswahili doesn't be taught in institutions. Kiswahili it's been proven that Kiswahili is a language that that harmonizes, that unites, and brings people closer. We've seen that done in Tanzania. And why shouldn't we? Why? What is wrong with Kiswahili being our language? While we talk colonial language, we've been talking colonial language. I'm talking colonial language to you, which is not my native language. So why should we, as Africans, be able to speak our native language? Why should we continue speaking this colonial language between ourselves?
For the critics who are saying that $800 million budget for the teaching of Swahili is a waste of money, and that should be given to perhaps teachers or doctors who have been crying for help and to save life and teach the young ones.
In your imagination, you are a very sensitive person who lives in the United States of America. You think the $800 million will solve all the teachers' problems, all the doctors' problems, all the teachers' problems, or even elevate it? The $800 million they talk about, or whatever figure they talk about, cannot resolve the teachers' problems, cannot resolve the teachers' issues in hospitals,